Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
I want to stir up some drama. I want to spill all the goddamn tea.
I want to hear. Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Continuing that old tequila month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tequila. Fuck that song. Mm-hmm. That
song's
stupid as shit.
Tequila.
It's like some white bad American song. It's like a white American dude singing it too, probably.
Yeah, I didn't realize the song was, I think it was made in like the 50s or some shit like that, or the 60s.
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize it was that goddamn old. It is a terrible song.
But I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And Cody got some breaking news, some rumors he found out through his sources.
Yeah.
Your sources. NBA Cody.
I'm gonna leave my I'm an insider. I believe my source is anonymous, but word out on the street is
some streets.
Word out on the street, you know, the summer league is going to Vegas right now. Word is that LeBron and Kyrie are going to pull up to the Lakers Nets game tonight together. That's word on the street. I don't know how true that is. We'll obviously, by the time it's recording now, we'll find out if it's true or not.
Cody,
but that's just what I heard through the grapevine. So don't tell where I got that from. I believe my source is anonymous.
Yeah, you're a true reporter. That's why.
But word on the street is that they're going to pull up Summer League together, and then that Kyrie to the Lakers is pretty much a done deal. They're just ironing out the final details, and we're just playing the waiting game at this point.
Look, you can give me
as annoying as it fucking is. Like, just hurry up. We have to play the waiting game. This is how negotiations work.
It is funny that the two teams with like arguably two of the best, well, some good players on or whatever. We're like the two worst teams almost in the league, the Lakers and the Nets.
Yeah, we're probably the two most disappointing for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like worst. You could argue.
I'm saying with the star player, so.
Yeah, but that would be more so like disappointment, though, I would say.
Nah, I would say we turned pretty bad.
We were bad.
We were pretty fucking awful.
Nets weren't great either.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we the two in comparison. We really are, we really are the two-face coin. I mean, it ain't really like you could say, oh, Brooklyn made it to the playoffs, but it's like flip that coin, the Lakers on the other side of it. So, I mean, it really ain't, you know, this is the only trades that make sense in the whole fucking league right now between the two teams, or just because of our status right now.
Yes.
We both have a veteran player who's pretty much the star of the team there. We have our backdrop, and we have both the two teams have players that one refuses to play and the other one we don't want to play. So, they have Kyrie, we have AD.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie doesn't like showing up for games. AD is never on a game. So they have Ben Simmons, we have Westbrook. Ben Simmons, for some reason, doesn't want to play, and Westbrook, we can't sit his ass down not to play. So we really are neck and neck, guys.
It's amazing how that works out. It's like some yin and yang shit. It's crazy.
I mean, funny enough, they in black and we in white, too.
Mm, yeah. Both teams are in similar situations, but they're both in win-now mode. If you don't win now, then she's going to be a complete fucking failure and it's all going to blow up and you got to have rebuild from scratch.
And mind you, both teams were the favorites to win their division.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Great, right?
Yeah. It worked out real great. I remember when the season started, Lakers was number one to win the West, and Brooklyn Nets, they've always been the favorite to win the East, and they ain't done shit. So, I mean,
they haven't done a fucking thing.
So, I think the KD news is a little bit more interesting just to see. Just because I know for a fact no team has the players to trade. I heard Golden State bring up like Jordan Poole, and then I was like, Golden State be a goddamn fool if they traded Poole and all them.
Nets gonna go after their entire, all those role players, all their depth, they're gonna go after all that. Golden State ain't gonna fucking do that.
That would be the dumbest fucking trade.
I don't know how true that report was about Golden State wanting KD back.
Yeah, I think that was false.
I don't think.
Who, you remember who the three players they initially wanted to from Golden? It was Jordan Poole.
It might have been. and Kuminga, maybe.
It might
and
be then, Kuminga. I couldn't remember.
And then, of course, a bunch of first round picks, probably.
I was like,
that's probably a bunch of other shit we're missing, too.
Hell no. I was like, no. I wouldn't do that trade for the life of me or whatever.
No.
We were talking about it last week or whatever. You know, when it comes down to these trades, you really are betting your future on the one fucking player who is in his mid 30s, constantly runs.
He's about to be 34.
Leaves teams. What is this? If he did trade, this would be like a sixth fucking team he's been on, fifth team, whatever.
Yeah. This trade is, this is an interesting situation.
Yeah.
Because if you're Brooklyn, you're like, man, we giving KD everything. We paired him up with fucking Kyrie Irving and James Harden, and we surrounded him with shooters, Joe Harris and Seth Curry. He even has Ben Simmons now, and Ben Simmons is not a bad player at all. Yeah, he has issues, but then Ben Simmons is a great fucking player when he wants to be.
Yeah. he was great up until that finals against Atlanta.
Yeah, so it's like, man, so you telling me KD can only win on historically great teams like the Golden State Warriors? Is that what you're telling me? That's what the narrative is right now.
Look at LeBron.
Everybody talks shit about LeBron, but LeBron never asked for a trade in his life. He always played his contracts out. And each team he went to, he won a championship there.
I don't even know how you could request one with 4 years left on your fucking contract at that point. I wouldn't even think to request one because I'd be like,
this is going
to
be interesting. I know they're probably going to put some sort of clause in the future with NBA labor laws and all that shit.
Yeah.
Bargaining agreement. They're going to put something in there to where if you ask for a trade midway through the contract, even if getting your contract, you're going to have some pay doc or something. There had to be some sort of consequence.
I'm telling you, if Kevin Durant came to my room or whatever and asked for a trade or whatever, like, I'd like a trade or whatever, I'd be like, all right, Kevin, we'll look into it. As soon as he leaves that room, I'd be like, motherfucker, go fuck yourself. You ain't getting no trade. You're going to sit your ass right here and wear that black and gold silver jersey until we done with your ass or whatever. Trade you. You fucking crazy. Like, don't get me wrong. I know I keep saying, like, oh, I would never trade any of my young players or name for Kevin Durant or whatever and shit. Kevin Durant is still a fucking all-time great player. But at the same time, I don't want to trade my future for this man, especially with as we saw in these last two playoffs, a lot of these dudes look way hungrier than Kevin Durant, dude. I mean, Boston, especially on the East.
He was balling. I mean, y'all would see the body language change in that Boston series.
Oh, it really did. Like, that body language
He did what he could. That's a lot of that's on Kyrie, too, just not being there.
Chemistry, whatever it was. Boston game, Kyrie was there.
I'm talking about just in general, overall throughout the entire season.
So, KD needs Kyrie there to be happy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the only reason they went there together. That was the whole plan. The team up in Brooklyn, get a chip.
That is very true.
And then but like pandemic you said, happened, and then one thing led to another, and then
But like you said, they didn't surround it. KD was fucking a nice lineup, to be honest. When I looked at it
Brooklyn had a nice squad. They had some good depth there.
Hell yeah. I looked at it again, and I kind of forgot the lineup they had. And I'm looking at it going, why Bruce the fuck Brown, is going on with this?
Fucking Joe Harris. Granted, Joe Harris has been injured, but still.
Who was it? Was Bruce Brown, right? That showed up against Boston. He showed up against Boston. Like, he was putting points up. I was like, damn, Bruce Brown coming through. Like, he was damn near like the best player on the team against Boston and shit at the point. He was like, fuck, Bruce, where the fuck was this Bruce Brown? Yeah. Seth Curry.
Yeah, I mean, Blake Griffin was paperweight, so he don't count. Yeah.
I mean, look, Blake Griffin got something to look forward to. Maybe they'll hang a banner of him in the new Clipper stadium.
Maybe
he can look at it that way, like a legendary Clipper alumni, some shit like that or whatever, because, you know, he ain't got no fucking
Speaking of going to quick hit, is Kawhi playing this year?
No.
Anybody know?
No, he ain't playing.
Okay. All right, I figured. I was about to ask.
He's in that that Kyrie realm right now. If he wasn't on the Clippers, they'd be talking about trading his ass right now. But the Clippers are desperate. They need somebody right now. So they
all that goodwill.
All the goodwill they can get. Because let's be real, that's their one true chance of doing anything.
Really, yeah. Their windows, shit's been closed, if you ask me. But yeah.
Kawhi is treading that Kyrie lane, though. He a little weirdo, too, though. Remember that first game where he wasn't sitting in the stand with his teammates and shit? Mm-hmm. He was just chilling up in the box like... on my team just because I wouldn't be able to read his ass. I'd be like, what was he thinking? Like, you know? But he can ball occasionally when he wants to, but...
Kawhi, dude, leading Lakers on after that. After he went to chip in Toronto. Remember that bullshit?
I do remember that shit because I was for sure thinking he was coming to the Lakers.
Everybody was saying that. Every insider, it was pretty much a done deal. Last second, though, Kawhi going to Clippers. What? Paul George going to Clippers.
Then he released that commercial talking about either
the King of LA.
Bitch. Yeah,
and we went on to win a championship that same year.
Well, the Clippers didn't want to be there, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got a question to ask you. I've been hearing this a lot this week, too, whatever. It's like, let's put an asterisk next to that because nobody wanted to be in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So since, okay, let's just say me and you were NBA players, Cody. I played for a team that wanted to be there. You played for a team that didn't want to be there, and I won the championship. Mm-hmm. Does that put an asterisk on it just because your ass didn't want to be there?
Right.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, don't blame your fallings on me for my accomplishment. I wanted to go, therefore I got it.
I don't understand how that puts an asterisk on the Lakers championship because
you know Lakers are one of the most hated franchises, obviously for obvious reasons. And then LeBron's obviously one of the most hated athletes of all time.
Oh, he really is. Every time I got a new poster I posted on Instagram with LeBron on it, and people was like, "Oh, that looked cool as fuck." If you just took LeBron out of it, and I'm just like,
"Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the hate on LeBron again?" Yeah. Every year, I always forget. I was like, "Well, I think I told you what it was. I think it's because of his political shit. Because I honestly think it is because of that. Because." It can't be his basketball shit. I know this for a fact. You know, there's no way it's for his basketball
shit. You'd be surprised.
After these people I hear from, I know for a fact they don't even fucking watch basketball. You know?
They don't.
Like, there's this one chick I know. She's like, "I fucking hate LeBron." I was like, "You don't even watch basketball. Hold on." Mm-hmm. So I don't know what your problem. She's like, "He's a whiner." He's a whiner? Have you seen the league today? He's a whiner. Fucking Westbrook sucks and he whines more than LeBron.
He whines all the fucking time.
Yeah, and he always looks confused too when he misses. I was watching a highlight reel of him like fucking going for layups and getting his shit. And he's just like looking confused at the ref. And I'm looking back at him like, "Motherfucker, I'm a Laker fan." Even I'm saying, "Get your ass back on the court." He didn't even touch you. He touched nothing but ball, dude. What are you doing?
I'm about to pull up Westbrook lowlights right now in the background.
just be
reminded.
You might hear some music in the background going like.
I probably will. Of course, that's some shitty rap music always with these fucking things. Open it up.
I hate hip hop today.
Yeah, God's fucking awful, bro. It's fucking bad. Oh my God. This is giving me PTSD watching this shit. I shouldn't even watch this. Oh my God.
Better drink some tequila.
Look at this shit. What is he doing?
That's what you set up and you go like, "What's he doing? You know, you said one thing is like he didn't used to. I mean, his turnovers and shit was there, but he didn't used to play like this.
No.
Back at OKC.
He's literally playing like a chicken with his head cut off.
Airballing. He plays like a fucking high schooler.
My God, I forgot he kept trying to shoot threes. Stop it.
His jump shot is terrible.
His pull up, shit barely hitting the rim.
He's not even good in the paint. I mean,
he tried to shoot it behind the backboard. What the fuck?
He thinks he's like AD's height. He tries to dunk like AD and shit, and it's just
This is just no.
Have you ever seen so many missed dunks by a player?
Nah, or fucking turnovers, for God's sake.
Yeah. Hey, but Jordan.
Ooh, all right, I gotta turn this shit off.
Yeah, you about to have a fucking aneurysm, Jack. Michael Jordan, hey, come save us, brother. I keep buying your
shit.
If you save us.
Anybody, Spurs. I hear your name coming up a lot.
Please.
The
Spurs could use it.
Yeah, Spurs don't have shit. They can sell tickets. He'll sell tickets. Westbrook will sell tickets. I'll give him that.
I keep hearing about this $40 million on Westbrook. Who gives a fuck? Just take that L, Lakers.
Salary dump that shit, bro.
Just take that L. I'm sorry to tell you this. Take that L. Did you see that tweet Jeannie Buss put out, too?
Yeah, that cryptic tweet. I don't know what the fuck she was. I know she was drunk or some shit. I don't know.
It was late night, so yeah. It probably was or whatever. But an owner of the NBA should not be tweeting shit like that, by the way.
No.
Yeah, that's how you create
chaos,
Brad morale, and chaos into the fucking organization.
In a league that's already chaotic already.
Yeah, thank you.
With everything going on,
you need to just take that L with Westbrook's contract. It is what it is. It happens to all of us. Well, not all of us, but it happens to a certain few. So,
hey, lesson learned. There we go. Look at it that way. Lesson learned.
Some things just doesn't work out the way it's meant to be.
Nope.
This is one.
Sure
as hell
didn't.
This is one of them. You know. So yes, just take that Kyrie. Get that man over here, because let's be real. He gonna play way better than fucking Westbrook.
Even if he's playing part time, better than fucking Westbrook full time right now.
It's okay. We already got a part time player named AD. So
that's true. Yeah.
I don't know why his name don't come up. I know LeBron put that video out about AD playing well in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I just looking at that going like,
I appreciate LeBron trying to stick up for his buddy.
That's what I love about LeBron.
I appreciate that. He'll never put anybody down. I know he hates some motherfuckers on his team. He will never speak bad about people. That's not him. He will never do that.
That's why I don't get why people don't like LeBron or whatever, because he never talks shit about even Kyrie.
Because he's not shit. Michael Jordan. If that was Michael Jordan, he would have been in that person's face and called them out and called him a bitch and a hoe and all this. And
When you make the money LeBron James make, that shit's irrelevant to you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, if I was making LeBron James money, I wouldn't be called the petty one no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be the rich one.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the Bulls still won, but everybody fucking hates Michael Jordan. Everybody play with Michael Jordan, they don't fucking like him.
No, I don't. Even as good as he was, I don't even think anyone really called him the face of the league because of that reason too.
No, I don't know about that, but
well, I meant people, like other players.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think other players called him that.
Yeah, Charles Barkley sure as hell did. He used to hate that.
I was like, fuck this dude.
They did not like each other. I think they made up eventually, but they did not like each other.
They did made up, yeah. I think Michael made up with a lot of those people now, but like he's like, what, 50-something years old, Cody?
Right.
I
mean, yeah. Except Scottie Pippen, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that ain't never, Scottie probably in the right state of mind because of that reason sometimes. I mean, I always do love when people shit on Scottie. I'm like, hey, this is a conversation with like 50-50. I mean, we all know.
Hell yeah.
We all know Michael was an asshole back then. So, I don't understand what that, I know people do say that, Cody, but I really don't understand what that got to do with why they don't like LeBron or whatever. Because
it really doesn't.
I mean, if you're looking for cutthroat opponents and shit like that, then just watch UFC then. I mean,
And then Kobe was hard on his teammates too. It wasn't like the Jordan's extent. Jordan was basically bullying motherfuckers.
Yeah, because I remember there was a you could tell Kobe didn't like some people.
Oh yeah,
it was obvious. He never fed them the ball. He would never ever give them the ball. Whatever the motherfucker. Go look up those Lakers ball handling time unit. Ooh, how long they've had the ball and shit. You knew Kobe didn't like their ass. So.
Oh my god, I remember videos and stories about Kobe just cursing out motherfuckers during practice, bro. That shit was hilarious.
Well, the thing is though, and I hate to say this, whatever, but Kobe passed away, so nobody's ever gonna say anything bad about him unless you just downright hate that motherfucker or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've said it on this show before. You get a lot of criticism when you're alive, but as soon as you die, whatever and shit. Oh man, no one says anything bad about you. Look at Paul Walker. What was that? That was his name, right?
Paul Walker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dude in the Fast and Furious film. People just shit on this dude left and right about how he was a fucking terrible. As soon as he passed away, he was such a great human being. Nice person. It was all kind of positive shit. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm wishing negative on him after his death or anything like that, but
of course.
People's morales and attributes that they have towards a person really change when you pass away. I'm going to watch it. Now you may say when LeBron James passes away.
Oh, my God.
He was such a
guy, you know.
He was such a fucking amazing
you
man.
You already know.
Dirty work, whatever and shit. And I got a list of all them motherfuckers that tell me they don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how petty I am, whatever and shit.
Keep those receipts.
Mm-hmm. But when he passes away, I want to hear what they say. And I'm looking at them and go like, you told me you didn't like his ass. So you said he was a whiner and shit. Like, yeah, but he passed away though. And you know, you know what? I think Jordan going to live forever. I don't think he ever going to die. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I hate to even say it. It looked like, well, it don't look like, it just feel like, man, Jordan's still alive. That's crazy. Because, you know, he was an asshole. And they always say assholes don't get theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah, he was not only was an asshole, he was an intense gambler at one point too.
Yes, he still is.
Yeah, maybe he still is. I don't really follow him like that. But you know, if he gets caught up with the wrong fucking people, just say, you the fuck knows, man.
Man, you think Michael made some bets back then?
I don't know. Michael's like the ultimate racketeer and shit. He's like the underground kingpin and shit, black market.
Oh man, you know what?
He's the one buying his own shoes. That's him. And ended up selling it. Michael Jordan the entire time. He just wants more money. He's greedy.
You remember that comment he made to that news anchor when he was selling his Sincoro tequila and shit? Mm-hmm. He was like, "You careful now, don't drink too much of that." Mm-hmm. He was warning him. He was telling him, he's like, because he was in Michael's house. He was like, "Hey, you be careful drinking all that now, or whatever. As soon as you pass out or whatever, shit, I'm gonna be betting your ass." Like, he's gonna go to that pool table. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, "How much you wanna put down that I beat you real quick?" Michael's a shicey motherfucker. I wouldn't want to hang out with his ass.
Nah, I wouldn't want to hang out with Mike.
Nah, hell nah.
Nah, I'm good with that.
Mike is one of those dudes that'll egg you on till you broke and shit and you down your worst fucking.
Yeah. Just one more chip. Yeah, just a couple more chips. That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Michael, I ain't got no more cash. Put your savings on it then, dude. I got a good feeling about this.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to win if you don't take risks?
You sure, Michael?
I'm not Michael Jordan.
He looked at you in the eye because, you know, he's taller than both of us. You got to look at him.
Yeah, you got to look at
him. He's like, "Michael, you sure about this? Look, trust me on this, Jay. I got you on there. You put it all on black then. Whole life. Come on, black. That shit lands on red 15. Michael, look at you. Like, hey, man, that's what happens sometimes. I'm like, Michael.
He just walks out.
He walks away like he don't know you and shit afterwards.
Yeah, then you try to run after him. The security pushes you away. Well, I came with Michael. No.
Michael don't know you no more. Yeah. So you standing outside his house when it's raining and shit now, whatever, you just looking.
Trying to call, pick up on the first ring.
That shit goes to voicemail. You know he hung up on you and be like, "Motherfucker, dude." You see the lights go out in the house. I love Michael. I love his shoes. I love him as a player. He was one of my all-time favorite player, but goddamn it, I do not want to hang out with that motherfucker.
I'm good on that.
No, he sounds like a bad
shady ass Mike.
Shady ass Mike. He you remember that South Park episode where Randy hung out with Mickey Mouse?
Mm-hmm.
That's hanging out with Mike, like, feels like, to be honest.
I think it'll be something like that when Dave Chappelle hung out with Wayne Brady that one night. I think it'd be something like a mixture between that.
You come back, you wake up the next day sober, you see a fucking bat next to you and shit like that, and you waking up like, "What the fuck?" And he looking at you like, "Yo, you know you fucked that bat, right?" No, I didn't, Michael. No, you totally did.
I think they need to reboot the Hangover franchise around hanging out with Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Or the Like Mike reboot. There you go. Want to be like Mike?
Yeah. You put his shoes on as an adult, and then you'd be like, "Oh shit!" You wake up like in a strip club in Vegas and shit like Like Mike rated R. They show you a trailer like of the early one with Bow Wow and shit, and he put his shoes on, become a ball player, and then he's all grown up now. He puts them on now, whatever, and he's like got a fucking 4 o'clock shadow and shit. It looks like
the,
shit.
The end credit stinger. There's another Mike. It's Mike Tyson showing up.
We meet up with all the bad mics in your life. Michael Jackson's force ghost is behind him. He's fucking dancing. You're a celebrity in your name, Michael. Most likely you're gonna be in some scandals.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, thank God my mother named me Michael. I wasn't gonna be famous anyway. So anyway, people, on to some tequila now. Cody, what are we sipping on today?
Tequila.
Tequila. Man.
I was expecting to drink something else. We had to switch it up a little bit. So
that's where I was.
Yeah, so that's why I had to make a little quick run to the liquor store.
How far is that?
I was right down the street. 5 minutes. So to pick up a little something.
Cody ran there.
I could have.
save some gas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
5 minute gas.
So right here, we have the estate bottled tequila Mia Gave right there. Mm-hmm.
Damn, they straight up ripped off fucking George Clooney shit, didn't they?
Oh, I have no idea.
It straight up look like that bottle, don't it? Like Casamigos.
I guess it kind of, I gotta figure out how exactly the bottle looks like, but now that you mention it, I do kind of remember a bottle looking like this.
Kind of somewhat does, yeah, a little bit. Mm. I think the agave little symbol there, I think it's a little bit smaller, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit, the bottle's a little more colorful. The color on that bottle, though, of the juice inside, it looked great.
Mm-hmm. It looks nice, right? Yeah, it's a nice color. Yeah, so this is Añejo, of course, made in Mexico, 100% agave. This is bottle number 4974.
I'd be worried if it said 32% agave. I'd be like, wait a minute, what the fuck is the rest of it, man? Exactly. Have you ever seen a tequila bottle that never said less than 100% agave?
Nope.
I want that bottle now.
I don't. I'm glad all tequila is transparent, though. That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's coming in at 40% alcohol, 80 proof.
How much you spent on that bottle, sir?
This was like $60, something like that, a little over $60.
That's a good price.
Wow, yeah, good price, little Añejo.
What made you get that bottle?
This is the one that caught my eye. I had to pick up some real quick, and this is the one out of all the ones that was there. This is the one that was best price. This is the one that caught my eye. I didn't do a whole lot of research at first, fortunately, because it was kind of like a last minute thing.
That's the best thing. Sure.
Yeah. So hopefully, it smells amazing. Has a lot of vanilla on the nose. A little bit of a butterscotch thing, almost like a little pepper kind of thing going on. Mm. Like a little cinnamon kind of kick.
I like that.
Yeah, like a little cinnamon.
Got some blue agave in there.
Yeah, get a little agave in the back. Yeah. But it's real, it's not too sweet, but there's a nice amount of sweetness on the nose. It smells really good.
That I color love the is aroma. Nice.
Color's nice, right?
That color gets a fucking loud shot.
Yeah, that was very nice. Yeah, that it looks exactly like this in person, too. What you see in the camera looks exactly like this in person.
This tequila I'm sipping on, that color look like shit.
Yeah, that's kind of light right there. Yeah, what's that you sipping on?
Tequila Esperanto.
Esperanto, okay.
Yeah. I was going to drink some whiskey, but I was like, it's tequila, mom. I'm drinking a little tequila. Mm. So,
actually, I get a little bit of a citrus kind of kick, too. Maybe like an orange peel. This smells amazing.
I was about to say, if it's a citrus sniff on there or whatever, I could see that color being for that reason.
This smells amazing. I'm going to go for a pallet right now. It smells amazing. Yeah, this is... Yeah. it's pretty goddamn good.
I like the look on your face for $60. $60 is great. Yeah. Man. Isn't it great? $60 is like the cheap now.
Oh,
$30.
Nice lingering finish, too. Yeah.
You used to get shit for $30.
Yeah, $30, you were good to go. Yeah, now
it's like $60-$70, whatever. Mm. I was at some store and they were just like, oh, $67, that's nothing. Mm. I looked at that and was like, that's almost $100. What are you talking about?
Up front, you get the baking spices, a lot of that vanilla that you get in the aroma, a little bit of cinnamon, clove, a little butterscotch. Ooh. I mean, a little bit of a chocolate undertones too. A little chocolate.
Is that all on the palate or
all on the palate?
What's your finish?
The front, like? The finish.
Kind of long, medium, short.
I'll say it's medium. Okay, that's where I get more of the spices, like the peppery kind of notes.
Yeah,
and the lingering kind of vanilla caramel.
I would say with tequila, the finish has always got where the pepper and spices are.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of that pepper kind of thing going on. The front is more like the baking spice, like the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Kind of like cardamom kind of thing. And then the back end, the finish, is like black pepper.
Mm.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I like $60.
I wish the middle of the palate had more going on. This is more front and then end. Mm-hmm. Middle of the palate is not a whole lot going in. It's kind of like dissipates after the initial sip.
And it's not oily enough.
No.
Yeah. It's not where it's just like rolling, like starts and then just rolls right to the back. No. Like stops in one half, then fucking blank in the middle, and then just picks up right there. I'm not a fan of that. I know. I feel like recently we've had a lot of those pours lately, especially me on my end mainly or whatever. But I'm just not a fan of that. I mean.
Yeah, man, because it's all up front. And it's you get a blast of flavor. It is amazing. It has everything I mentioned. The first follows the aroma perfectly. It's that bacon spice, that caramel, butterscotch, that vanilla, that orange peel. We don't really get much orange peel in the flavor, honestly. It's delicious, man. That finish is amazing. I love the finish. Like I said, I wish the middle had a bit more going on as far as it being so much up front, being front loaded. That's my only knock against this tequila. It's well priced. I love the color.
I like the finish is better than the palate.
It is, I would say. Finish is better than the palate. Okay. This is aged in American white oak barrels. Okay, interesting.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
There's a lot more bottles this year, too, are using American white oak. I don't know if it's like a shortage or something like that, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I've been seeing that a lot lately, too, as well, bottles.
Yeah, man, the finish, it's like a Tootsie Roll. This is what it tastes like.
Like 69 like Boys Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah. Tootsie Roll?
I mean, we just aged ourselves. We motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, we really did. Fuck?
First, they probably went, what's that Tootsie Roll?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even make that candy no more, do they, Cody?
I think they do.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
And then we just sung a song. They probably like,
okay. All right, now my palate is getting a bit more acclimated to it. That's why I'm glad I waited a little bit.
Well, you want now, me to stall you a little bit longer then?
Because I got some. Yeah, now I'm getting more in the middle. Now that front is kind of extending across the middle of my tongue, or across the entire tongue, and then in the back once we get the. Okay.
Well, I got some news for you then, if you want me to drop that while you let your palate.
Yeah. We got a little time because, yeah, we're actually doing well on time right now. Actually, really good.
Well, the month of September, it is official now. We will be doing what I would like to call a gin and rum month.
Gin and rum.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. So I know Cody has some rum he wants to do.
I do.
I have a rum. I have some gin I want to do. So I'm thinking that first week for me, I'll knock out some gin. Cody will do some rum, and then mixing and match week, we'll do
the opposite. Yeah. I get a gin, you get a rum.
Yeah. So September. Look forward to that. Gin and rum.
Look forward to that.
Then October is mezcal month. I think for the rest of the year, I think August and November, the only 2 months we'll be doing whiskey and beer.
All right, cool. I like it. I like the theme months, man.
So, exciting. So August will be, next month, obviously, it'll be our regular beer, whiskey. September will be gin and sipping on gin and juice and some rum laid back with my mind on my rum and my money on my gin. I did not run. All right, whatever.
Good enough.
October will be mezcal month because that's Cody's birthday month. So
I like it. I like it.
Mezcal is Cody's a fang.
That's his fang. That's my fang.
That's my fang. So Cody gets to elaborate on his fang. November we'll do beer and whiskey. We'll go back to that a little bit, and then holidays coming up December, Armagnac month. Actually, I'm thinking of I am doing. I forgot I didn't write that down. Armagnac and cognac month. So
Armagnac and cognac. All right, yeah, I like that cognac. All right.
And obviously, we Christmas. I think Christmas is on a Monday this year, which is the day we'll be doing our best and worst of episode there or whatever. Oh, and we were supposed to do our top three of the half year.
I was going to say that we should probably just leave that for the end of this month.
I think we should actually, because then we can get
that fourth week.
We can get a whole show out of it. So
I think we should do that.
This time we will try to remember it.
No, we will. We'll remember it.
Now that it's a whole edition. I know we said this like 3 weeks ago. I just completely shut up, Dropbox. Don't tell me what packages I got today, bitch. No, I know what the fuck I got. Shit, okay. So yeah, Cody, continue on. That is what's going on in the last drop here.
Yeah. I'm taking one more sip of this before I give my final say.
So your thoughts on that now that it's like lingered in your system just a little
lingering bit in my system.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop this. Given the price of this,
I'm gonna give it a 3. That's what I'm thinking.
Flavor profile, given everything it has to present and offer, it gives such a promise in the aroma. And this is my favorite part about a spirit or a beer, whatever the fuck, living up to an aroma if it smells amazing.
Yeah.
Because if you know those things, you have the perfect cacophony of fucking alcohol.
I think we're going to talk a lot about smells come gin and rum month, sir.
I think so.
Yeah. I actually think those are probably the two best smelling spirits. We'll find out.
Yeah. I think this gives you a lot of bang for your buck.
Mm.
And I was hovering between a 3.5 But given everything this is giving me right now, and the price is only $60 and some change.
Oh my God, this is about to happen.
Uh-oh. This is the last drop.
Oh shit.
This is great value right here. This is fantastic value. And I just picked this up on a whim too. I'm very happy I picked this up. Exciting. This is once again, this is Tequila Mi Agave. This is the Añejo. Yeah, folks, pick it up. I'm pretty sure you can find it everywhere. I found a fucking Bevmo, so I guess you can find it fucking everywhere.
$60. You've had a better luck this year of picking up random bottles than I have, because every random shit I picked up tastes like shit this year. So
yeah, this is a great spirit. I'm glad I waited for my palate to get used to it. I didn't give my initial judgment. I was going to hover around a 3.5, given like the middle of the palate. I wasn't getting much. But the more this opened up, the more my palate got acclimated to it. I got what I wanted. I got what I needed. And it's giving me everything that the aroma promised. And you get big points when you do that for me. So it's getting a last drop. Tequila Mi Agave and Añejo.
That's why you always got to linger when it comes to those ratings. Can't just like jump it out right there.
That's very true.
Got to let that shit wait, whatever. Yeah, you've had a much better selection at this as far as I have, because I've had some picks this year that I just went like, oh, I can't believe I dropped $70 on this. I can't believe I just I opened up. So I think it was the first one that came to mind was earlier this year was the from Cypress Store Liquor. That Clyde May 5-year-old store pick I had, I was like, when I opened that thing or whatever, and I did the JB show, and I just said, I can't believe I dropped $70 on this. I was so upset. I was like, this tastes like fucking water. Like this just so. And ever since, I think I've had a few more after that, whatever. And I just I've not just been like randomly buying bottles now, whatever and shit. Cause it's like, it just fucking frightened the shit out of me spending that much money. Cause like we were just talking about earlier, man, it's not like it used to be back in the day. You can spend $40-$50 on a rare fine, or now average price on bottles are $70 now and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's average. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get something good. Yeah, that's about the average.
Yeah. Anything else you get less than that, you'd be like, oh, that's, it's like lacking. it's lagging a lot now.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. How inflation rates, same with video games now too. That's, I don't even buy video games anymore. Like, I have Game Pass and fucking PlayStation Plus Premium, all that shit. Yeah. There's no fucking point for me to buy video games anymore.
When last time you bought a video game?
I buy 2K every year. Not every year. I'm not buying this shit this year. This shit pisses me off sometimes. But that's like the only game I buy like brand new.
It might have been Spider-Man usually for PS5.
Other than that,
I gotta think now.
I think about that Mass Effect remastered trilogy. I bought that, but that was only like $40. That was really shit.
It might have been for me that Spider-Man for PS5.
Damn, that was 2 years ago.
You know what?
That was $40 too, I think.
You know what? I bought a Call of Duty Cold War, but that was because the store was going out of business. And like, I just went in there to go check what they had.
Oh, okay.
And that literally was like the only thing that I don't have on like PlayStation Plus or Game Pass or whatever. So I was just like, now if I can get it, it's like $29 or whatever. And it just came out at the time and it was like fucking $29. I was like, yeah, I'll take that. So that might have been the last two games I've actually bought, to be honest.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to buy games first day, week, or even sometimes first fucking year anymore.
No,
it makes zero sense.
I don't get as excited no more for new releases because of the price itself and shit.
I wait.
But also because of the DLC shit that comes with it. I'd rather just buy the Game of the Year edition or something.
Yeah, there's like this God of War Ragnarok come out in November. I ain't buying that shit in November.
I'm not buying that in November. No.
I'm going to wait, especially since that shit like DLC anyway. I'm sorry. I don't want to hate.
The only way I'd probably buy it is like a Black Friday. They usually have it for like $20. But even then, I'd probably think about it.
I just wait, bro. I'm going to wait.
That
so I have such a huge backlog too of games that shit I never played. So it's just like, yeah, I just play this shit.
I probably just wait till Game Pass, to be honest, usually now.
Yeah. Game Pass has Activision shit now and Ubisoft, and then they have EA.
They're tight with EA, so they're tight with EA. It
just doesn't make any sense to buy shit day one anymore.
It's the Amazon Prime video of fucking gaming, to be honest. So, yeah.
Like you said, what the fuck is coming out this year other than God of War that I'm looking forward to? Hey, I can't think of anything.
They really dropped the ball on the new consoles.
I was the second year. Yeah.
The second year?
Yeah, it came out 2020 when those consoles came out.
That's right, yeah, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's year two, and I've yet to...
Nothing has, like, shell-shocked me and blew my fucking mind. We've had good games, don't get me wrong. I think the reason why that is too, nothing, the like AAA games, they haven't taken advantage of the hardware yet.
I was about to say.
Because they're doing that PS4, PS5 shit. This is what I hate about the new God of War coming out. I'm like, man, you're holding yourself back doing that shit. I get you have the big install base with the PS4, and now everybody has PS5s and the Xbox Series X's and all that. But for me, I want the upper echelon. I mean, yeah, I'm being a little selfish when it comes to it. I'm being a little selfish when it comes to it. I think want more people top of the line shit.
I think more people probably got that fucking Xbox now because
if I have a Series X and a PS5, I want games exclusively made for that. I don't want this halfway shit where you have like an up-res PS4 version on the PS5. I don't want that.
I think more people do have a Xbox Series X because they actually can make more consoles.
Yeah.
they didn't make a fucking console with a hardware that they can't. That's limited in stock, like that other company did. Not name no names. When I read that, I was just like, why would you do that?
Right.
That makes no goddamn sense. I mean, I wouldn't even call it the PS5 then. I'd just been like, this is the PlayStation in between the 5 and 4 or whatever, something like that. You know, I the 4.5 or some shit or whatever, like, because it's very limited and it's only for a select few before we release the 5 out, whatever, because I read they was like limited on the supply of the equipment they needed to make that. I was like, why would you even make that console then?
Man, I lucked the fuck out when I got those two at launch. I don't know how I did. I lucked the fuck out. One from Amazon, I got one from Sony. I lucked the fuck out.
Yeah, I was, I wouldn't say I was lucky to get both, but I was very thankful. I was very thankful. So, but I think we talked about it last week though, when the 1 and 4 came out. I remember the games that came out right away. It was like graphically just totally different. It was just like, holy shit. You could see the enhancement. I don't think we've had a game release for these newer consoles to see that yet. And
no.
That's where the lack of
like, yeah. And usually beginning of the generation is like this, but I think this has been the worst.
Yeah, we've been the worst.
Probably since. Yeah, actually, no, this has been the worst.
Yeah, because the last consoles had I dropped 3 games last week. It had Assassin's Creed, and then
still to this day the biggest jump is the PS2 era to the PS3 era and the Xbox 360. That's still biggest jump in my opinion.
Yeah,
but I think this is probably the worst jump overall. Which is I guess it's kind of the way it should, because games look so good nowadays. It's like no excuse for shit to look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess we're just kind of spoiled too in a way.
Especially on AAA.
Like, that game looks good. Yeah, okay, cool. But we're used to shit looking good now. Like, it's supposed to look good. You know what I mean? Because fucking 2022.
So. I guess Cyberpunk was supposed to be that game, but it was so fucking buggy, nobody cared about what it looked like.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate game. And I even hate, I actually like Cyberpunk. It didn't live up to all its hype, but I actually like the game.
Yeah, I took that shit out of my Xbox right away. When I saw that fucking first few guys, I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of my
Xbox. It's definitely disappointing for sure.
That was a new Xbox I just had, and I was like, you ain't about to fuck up my system. Get the fuck out of my system.
they be lying. They did that Ubisoft shit with that tech demo, and that's complete bullshit.
Yeah, that tech demo was some bullshit, huh? Yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, you remember back in the day when they did that with Watch Dogs?
Yeah,
how good that shit.
Don't even get me started on Watch Dogs.
What the fuck is it?
Watch Dogs boring as fuck.
Watch Dogs was so fucking boring. Oh my God. Such a cool concept, but man, that shit.
I think it got better as long as it went on from the sequels, from what I heard.
Yeah, from what I heard. I didn't give a fuck.
I didn't give a fuck at that point, though.
That first one was so fucking just drab and dry.
They even tried to throw in some Assassin's Creed reference, but I stopped giving a fuck about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. And Chicago felt so lifeless in that game, and then the protagonist sucked too. Aiden Pierce, I think his name was. Fucking sucked, dude.
Yeah, you might be able to say this is probably the worst gaming period I've ever been through in my life right now.
Hopefully it picks up, man. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see towards the end of the year.
Honestly, you're not wrong. I'm playing a bunch of old shit, dude. I'm playing 2K on previous, you know, I'm playing PS4 version of fucking 2K.
Yeah,
on my PS5.
I'm
playing Fallout 4 right now. I never played that back in the day.
It's so weird because we got two of the coolest fucking looking consoles.
I'm playing the remastered Mass Effect, which is a PS4 game.
Yeah,
I'm not playing any PS5 shit right now.
I'm not playing any
Series X shit right now.
Dang. Oh shit.
Oh damn. Was that a break?
Yeah, that was a break.
Oh shit.
I just broke the bottle, but damn, with my hand or whatever. So
wow. Tell us how you really feel.
Damn, I really am strong.
God damn.
Yeah, that shit just spew all. Luckily, the pants I have on or whatever and shit is okay. Dry fit. So
what was that bottle? Was that the stuff you were sipping on right now?
Yeah, it was. That's how much I really.
Well, is it a big? Is it like a tiny little size bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, with that done, people, I'm done.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap here. So
that's a wrap. JB, you gotta clean that shit up.
Yeah, I gotta do some cleaning now or whatever, unfortunately. Yeah, so great. That shit might probably gonna have me smell like tequila now.
Yeah, smell like worse things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Smell like ass one time.
Yeah, I about to say you smell like ass, yeah.
Well, people, we're gonna get out of here. That has been this week's episode, whatever. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm Jay Beef.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.